Digital FM. Online. Radio 1.
It's Monday. It's 3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
What a great weekend.
Support to his left from Matteo. Milner to the right-hand side. Viduka into the path of Milner!
Get it!
Leeds United are in front after 9 minutes play. A wonderful start from Leeds. They deserve the advantage. And it's young James Milner who finishes coolly with the weight of Leeds on his shoulders. Put in by Mark Viduka. Milner from 8 yards out in front of the Leeds fans. At the Valley, it's Charlton 0. Leeds United 1. James Milner with a goal.
We're going to win the league. We're going to win the league. And now you're going to believe us.
The Chris Moyle Show. Sexy radio for a sexy generation.
This is Radio 1.
Great Chris Moyles giveaway. There's loads of stuff and everything must go. Stuff from Chris's desk, stuff from Dave's desk, stuff from Anna's desk, and stuff from Rachel's desk. It's your chance to own a piece of radio history, and everything must go by Friday. Make sure you keep listening all this week for the Great Chris Moyles giveaway, only on Radio 1.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Seamless link there, don't
I believe so, yes.
Rachel?
There's a few flaws.
Excellent, let's go.
Proceed.
The Proclaimers are a set.
Yeah, not a pair. That's right, and you get nothing for a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
No, one pair.
No, hang on.
You get nothing for a pair.
Not in this game. Listen, one pair, as everybody knows, is two people.
Twins. Dave, what are twins? How many people are twins?
Two people.
Right.
A set of twins.
You say
a pair of gloves. How many gloves? Two gloves.
No, hang on. All right, yeah. A pair of twins. Twins are two people.
I use another.
You don't need to say a pair of twins, do you?
Yes, you do. A set of twins. A pair of socks. Two socks.
That's different.
It's not different.
Anyway.
That's hearsay. Move on.
Chris Moyles.
This is Radio 1.
Oh, yes. Have a good weekend then, Dave. Enjoy yourself.
Magic, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Left from Matteo. Milner to the right-hand side. Viduka into the path of Milner!
Yeah!
United are in front after 9 minutes play. A wonderful start from Leeds. They deserve the advantage. And it's young James Milner who finishes coolly with the weight of Leeds on his shoulders. Put in by Mark Viduka. Milner from 8 yards out in front of the Leeds fans. At the Valley, it's Charlton 0. Leeds United 1. James Milner with a goal.
So Friday's show, I said that Charlton are fourth. They don't need the points. You know, so thank you very much for letting us win. Appreciated it. Anything we can do to help you guys out, just let us know. It was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, very nice, yeah. Delighted for you.
So Saturday got up, and Rob DJ was down for his birthday with his missus, Tracy DJ. And we went out for a nice bit of breakfast, and then Rob and I got... Oh, what is it again? Really dirty, smelly, hot, underground...
Tube.
I got the tube... To London Bridge, Tower Bridge.
London Bridge. You get the train from there to Charlton, don't you?
Well, you do, unless there's 1,500 Leeds fans on the platform, and the train is delayed, and the train is busy by the time it gets there. You miss it then.
Then what you do?
You have to wait 25 minutes for the next one.
Okay.
So I'm standing on the platform, and there are the travelling away fans. From Leeds. Very similar. Doesn't matter what team you support. All travelling away fans are the same. Especially the northern ones. Knock off Burberry baseball cap on the head, right? Ben Sherman on there, of course. Scuffed boots or shoes or very, 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 very old trainers. Almost retro, but you know that he's not wearing them to be trendy. He's wearing them because he's only got a pair of trainers that are 14 years old, right? High tech, though. Look good these days. And so a bloke is singing his lead songs and looks over and sees me. Moldy
is a lead for... Moldy, Chris Moyles, Moldy,
But at which point, the boy behind him turned around after about 2 minutes of this and went,
it's Chris Miles over there.
Right, genius. And then he turns around and does the old,
Mosey, Mosey, give us a song. Mosey, give us a song.
Which was met with, from me. Because I didn't want to do it. I was embarrassed, right? As you would be. So, after, because I wouldn't sing a song, he then, he and his friends launched into a chant of, one Terry Wogan! There's only one Terry Wogan! So that was my Saturday lunchtime. So train comes, can't get on the train, packed, wait 25 minutes for another train and get there. Get to Charlton, right, nice little ground, no screen. Right, I was unless the Leeds fans nicked it from last time we were down
there. That's good ground though, Charlton.
Oh, it's all right, Sleet. And for the away fans, great, right behind the goal.
Yeah, the whole lot, don't you?
And so we get off the train and we're walking through. It's about 3:05, not a problem, don't worry.
Station's just over the road from the ground, yeah. Nice and handy.
All joking, obviously. Hey, mind you, knowing we're Leeds, we could be 3-0 down by the time we get into the ground. Ha, 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 all this. So get there, you get frisked, and then you get frisked again, and then you go through the turnstiles, and then they frisk you again, at which point we heard the crowd cheering. And we're all like, oh, bugger, no, so we're 1-0 down, or it's not even 3:10. Until we saw it was our stand rocking, and we'd scored! I was 3 rows behind the goal, and we missed the goal. Rob DJ travelled 200 miles to go to that game, and we missed the goal. And we'd have been on telly and everything. Match of the day, Premiership.
I did actually look out for you because there was
three rows behind. We'd have been, if you look on the replays of the goals, there's 2 empty seats that me and Rob should have been in.
There was a clear shot of the Leeds fans behind the goal, and I was looking out for you, but I couldn't see. You obviously weren't there.
Anyway, well done to little James Milner, your little star lad. Well done to the team. We're not bottom anymore. We're now 20th. That's our line because we're moving up.
Still bottom now, aren't
you? No, we're 20th, Dave.
It's bottom.
Do you want me to start about where you are in the league?
No.
Bottom
three? Well, above you, actually, to be fair.
Technically, on points, we're joint 19th. But not on goal difference. And what a difference.
Well, that makes a huge difference. That's the way the placings are established.
Oh, don't get smart and arsey just because you're, you know... Listen, mate. You may have moved to the posher area of town, but you're back to the council estate with the rest of us. You're still in the same estate, mate. You're just 2 doors down. That's all you are.
2 doors up.
Well, whatever. How many points have we got?
13.
13. Ooh. Who are you playing at the weekend?
City.
Man City?
Yeah. Oh.
City desperate for a win. Kind of in the same boat as Leeds the last few games, so they've got something to prove for the weekend. Worried?
Marginally.
Good, aren't you? Saturday night, then, I went to see Jules Holland at the Royal Albert Hall, who was absolutely astounding, and I'll talk about that later. Last night, do you know where I went last night, Rachel?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah.
Do you remember where I went?
Yeah.
Was this to do with a telly show being made?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I've forgotten, though. Tell me.
I went to see James Brown. Get up! Get on up!
Where?
Ow! That's how they to do a magic.
What was it like?
I don't believe it, man. You know, out of bed. What?
What was it like?
Weird, actually. It was in a church, for a start. James Brown, by the way, as you know, if you're too young to know who James Brown is, ask your parents. James Brown is a godfather of soul. Who had many, many, many hits. Some he even sang half of. But and he did this thing, it's a concert which goes out on BBC 4 soon. And well, I'll let you know, because you've got to watch it. Looked great. And his band are great and everything. But it was just a bit of a weird gig. Where he'd come on and for argument's sake, he'd sing one of his classics. This is a man, whoa! The man, nothing, nothing! And then he'd go off and the band would play for about 10 minutes. And he'd just kind of stand there, go on the Hammond organ, and then go back to the mat and go, thank you. Hang on, what's the rest of the song? But he got into it eventually, it was great. I saw James Brown, but that's what I did last night, James Brown.
Because we saw James Brown in 1998 at the V Festival.
We did, in Leeds,
I remember because we had this dilemma, because at the time, right, it was a Sunday, I think.
It
Sunday
was,
afternoon,
yeah, it was.
And on the main stage was The Verve, and in the dance tent was James Brown, and we're thinking, which one do we want, which one should we watch? And I remember thinking, well, we've got to go and see James Brown, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We can see The Verve anytime. Yeah. As it turned out, they split up shortly afterwards.
I've never seen The Verve.
Never, ever. never will get to
see.
Well,
so I've now seen James Brown twice and never seen the Verve once.
Yeah, bizarre. But he was great, I remember when I saw him.
Yeah, me on the theme, on the theme.
For those of you who aren't, what was that?
He didn't sing like that.
He does, I swear he does.
Now, I'm all the way from America, and I believe a lot of musicians are in the audience tonight. Is that right?
Nothing.
A lot of you are musicians.
A few kind of embarrassed people went, woo!
Well, that's what I heard. And when it comes to music, some of the greatest music of all time is, hey! All right, let's go with you! Anyway.
And it was like James Brown doing an impression of Michael Jackson. Every so often he'd go,
maybe living in America or Sex Machine. Ow! Ew, come on, get down.
Do you remember the fella from the Carry On movies who used to kind of go like that? He had the nervous twitch. He's a bit like that, but kind of in a soul funk way. But it was a good, that was my night last night. If you've ever seen, for those of you who don't know James Brown, if you've ever seen the episode of The Osbournes where Ozzy gets a present of a dancing James Brown, and when he presses it goes, wow, I feel good, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and he keeps playing with it. Well, the plastic face of James Brown on that model is almost identical to his real face. Big grin, hair, which doesn't move. An absolute legend. So look out for that on BBC4 soon, James Brown in concert. That's Stunt 101. G-Unit.
G-Unit?
Yeah.
What's that?
No idea.
50 Cent.
Is it?
And his mates.
Well, but is that 50 Cent in it, or is it just G-Unit?
I think so. Let me do some research.
They're all Eminem's mates anyway.
It's all on Shady Records.
Oh, isn't everything?
Well, they make a lot of money out of it.
They could turn me and Dave into rappers. Do you know what, actually?
Time he comes over.
Alad. Because Alad's been shot at twice. Hello, my name is Alad. I've been shot at twice.
We could put him in, you know, Taffy G in a bulletproof vest.
I like cats and dogs, but I don't like mice. You know, that kind of thing.
He could give us some street credibility, couldn't he?
Taffy Dog.
Taffy G.
God bless him.
Well, next time they're over.
Hello? What's up in the mofo place, innit? Oh, dear. All the ladies in the house. Bunch up, let me sit down. One. You watched the brand new Top of the Pops on Friday.
I saw bits of it.
I want Andy Peters to phone me and say, don't say it, Chris. Please don't highlight the glaring, obvious mistake from Friday night's show. If Andy says, sorry, Chris, for not giving you the job as presenter of the show, I'll make it up to you somehow, and please don't mention live on the air to your audience the glaringly, stupidly obvious mistake that Top of the Pops made... Oh, sorry, the all-new Top of the Pops made the other night. Andy, you've got about 10 minutes to call us. I look forward to the screen test. Darkness, I believe in a thing called love. You're intrigued now, aren't you?
Personally, yes.
Well, if he calls us, I'm not telling you. Singing Mariah, Christina. Do you know what? I don't mind the song. I think it's quite nice. Plus, I think she's mucky. She's dirty as you like. Oh, by the way, guest today, after 4 o'clock, is Avid Marion. Dear God in heaven, please help us this afternoon. I love my job. Come on, love, we're late. Speed it up, that'd be great.
There you go.
There you go, love. Right, so Avid will be in after 4 o'clock today. And have we heard from Andy Peters yet?
Not yet.
5 more minutes, Andy. Come on, mate. I'm going to tell everybody the glaringly obvious mistake in the Top of the Pops. Oh, sorry, the all-new Top of the Pops.
With Pat Cash.
With Pat Cash and his big sticky-out ears.
One.
Coming up, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dizzy Rascal, it's George, it's half three.
Ian Huntley tells the Old Bailey how he got rid of Holly and Jessica's bodies.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Giving evidence at his trial, Ian Huntley said it's possible he pushed Holly into a bath full of water, then he put his hands over Jessica's mouth to stop her screaming. He says he panicked and froze, thinking police would never believe his story. That's why he didn't call 999, he said. He put the bodies into the boot of his car with two bin liners and a petrol can and took them to Lakenheath in Suffolk, where he rolled them in turn down into a ditch. He's also told the court he wanted to take an overdose. Ian Huntley denies murder.
Radio 1 News.
A woman in Dundee and two people in Glasgow are among the first to be caught under new laws banning the use of handheld mobiles when you're driving. Even though police in Scotland have started handing out fines, most officers say they'll just give warnings for the first couple of months. Road safety campaigners say even hands-free mobiles should be illegal in the car. Inspector Brian Woods from Greater Manchester Police.
Really? You shouldn't be using a mobile phone in road safety terms at all. It splits your concentration whilst you're driving and you're trying to think of two things at once, which clearly isn't good.
We want to know if you've been caught today driving while on your mobile. If you have, text us on 81199 and start your message with the word news. Tony Blair's defending his plans to increase university tuition fees for some students in England and Wales. He's facing a rebellion by lots of his own MPs over the move. The PM stressing the change would mean that no family, whatever your background, would have to find the money in advance.
They're only going to be paying this back, and it's interest-free, according to their ability to pay. But the alternative, if we need more money in universities, which we do, and more people to go to university, is that I have to tax the general taxpayer more, and the general taxpayer, the majority of whom have not been to university.
Home Secretary David Blunkett's been involved in a minor road accident. It happened this morning as he was being driven from his home in Sheffield to a Labour Party event in Leeds. No one was injured. Leeds United have denied reports there's going to be a takeover at Elland Road. The club made a statement to the Stock Exchange this morning confirming they haven't received any bid from any party. And around 100,000 Lord of the Rings fans have turned up for the world premiere of the third instalment, Return of the King. It was held in New Zealand, where much of the film was shot. Orlando Bloom plays Legolas.
It feels like the whole of New Zealand has ascended upon Wellington to support Peter in the film, and I'm just, it's incredible. It's quite sort of breathtaking, to be honest. Trying to kind of enjoy each moment so I don't forget it.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Orlando Bloom plays Lego, lass.
Yes.
Hello, I'm made out of Lego.
Yes, he's made out of Lego.
I've never seen any of these movies.
He's made out of Lego.
Thought the special effects were meant to be brilliant.
They are.
He's got a girl made out of Lego.
All apart from Orlando Bloom's character, who's a man.
But he's called Lego Lass.
Yes, okay.
Should be called Lego Lad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a spelling mistake. That's what I meant to say.
What's wrong with you?
And that's why his character's so great, because all the others are real good special effects and he's made out of Lego.
Lego Lass. What's that?
Good weekend, George.
Lovely weekend, thank you.
You're rubbish. I'm only joking with you.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. Tell me that, read that story, the lead story again.
They've denied reports there's going to be a takeover at Elland Road.
Yes.
Made a statement to the Stock Exchange confirming no bid from any party.
So they would have to make a statement to the Stock Exchange if they had received a bid.
Yes.
I bid officially £1 for Leeds United PLC.
Right.
Now, do they have to go and tell the city now that I've offered them £1?
Of course they don't.
By the way, that's £1. That's not paying off the debts and then buying the club for £1. That's just £1.
Right.
What's wrong with...
It's not a serious bid, though, is it?
What?
A quid.
What's wrong with that?
Right, it's not much.
It's more than anyone else's bid so far.
Yeah. Did you see Todd the Pops on Friday?
I saw most of it, yeah. He's got white teeth, hasn't he?
Has he got big ears, or is it me?
I couldn't see his ears.
White teeth and massive sticky-out ears.
Absolutely blinded by his teeth.
It was like a football trophy mixed in with sugar.
Has he had them done specially for Top of the Pops?
And who was the girl who voiced the packages?
No idea.
The darkness with their operatic vocals have been causing a stir in the music world.
I think that was his mum.
Oh, man. And Blazing Squad.
They were fantastic.
Oh, are you having a laugh?
There was thousands of them.
Yeah, one's enough. Blazing Squad with their hoodies on.
Looking hard in their hoodies.
And put the hoodie over the head, spin them round and push them down.
Hill.
Hill, that'll do.
Yep.
I was thinking, there's no hill in Television Centre, it's flat, but you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean.
But did you not see the glaringly obvious mistake?
No.
This is great. I don't know how many people have noticed this.
It's ringing a bell. I did notice something funny went on.
There's a great mistake in it. And if Andy Peters hasn't called me and said, Chris, don't mention it.
Which bit?
I mean, I'll tell you on the air in a bit. I've given him the opportunity to call. He should be listening. Unless he's prepping for his show somewhere. But you know what I mean? Mickey, did you see it?
Yeah, I didn't see what they did wrong, though.
Oh, no, no. What's that voice?
Yes, I didn't see what they did wrong, though.
Mickey, didn't you see it?
Yes, I did. I was rushing it at home, and I've got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed Pal Cash. I liked his ears.
It was a new present.
I'll tell you both later.
One. Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio.
He's just a rascal, he's just a rascal, he's just a rascal.
Dirty rascal.
Dizzy rascal.
That's the fella.
See, the whole point of the record, yeah. Dave, is because that's his name.
And he said all the way through.
Yeah, he's...
Dizzy, isn't it?
Not dirty. No.
I'm thinking of old dirty...
Christina
fella.
Aguilera.
No. ODB is old dirty...
The fella doesn't begin with a B, does it, Dave?
No, but I can't say the word that is a B because that's a rude word and rude words are not tolerated on Radio 1.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, then. Shall I play the Leeds goal again?
Do you have to?
Support to his left from Matteo, Milner to the right-hand side. Viduka into the path of Milner! Leeds United are in front after 9 minutes play!
Oh, yes. We're going to win the league.
Top of the Pops, then.
Yeah, Top of the Pops, right. I watched it on Friday night. I thought it was good. I thought it was all right, you know.
I only saw bits of it. I had my mum over. So
it's a good little lineup. Mystique on there. Kylie. Elton John, live from somewhere foreign, doing a thing on the piano. And Blazing Squad. Not for me, but quite impressive, because they had them all in hoodies, I believe is now the phrase.
I think some of those were extras, though.
Yeah, Dave. And, it was all right, you know, man. And it did really well. Put on an extra, almost an extra million viewers. And then, but there was a little mistake in it. Little mistake. Which I did notice. But I didn't want to say anything. And then they did it again, and I'm... And it's just pure bitterness, because I didn't get asked to present it. They'd rather have, right, Toothy Luggy... presenting it than me, some ex-tennis player who, God bless him, I think he did a fairly decent job on it. It was a live show and he was obviously papping himself, because he would be. All eyes were on him. I thought he did all right, bless him. Pat Cash, is it?
Something like that.
Kish Cash. Whose name is
Tim Cash.
Tim
Cash. Cash, right.
Not Pat Cash.
Toothy Luggy. Anyway, Toothy Luggy, I thought, did a good job. And there was the competition where you could win tickets to go to Australia, see Robbie Williams. And all you have to do is answer this question. Phone in and answer this question. What was Robbie's UK first solo number one? Was it A, Freedom, B, Angels, or C, All Before I Die? And I'm thinking, where's D? Where's Millennium on that list? Is it maybe my TV's not widescreen? Maybe that's what it is. Flicked over to BBC Two to see if they had D on there. No, they didn't. Back to BBC One. Well, maybe my music knowledge is not as good as it used to be. And then, of course, came back on. Don't forget, still enter the Robbie contest. Oh, well, they must have them. Maybe they put widescreen on my telly, on my format button. A, Freedom, B, Angels, C, All Before I Die. Where's D, Millennium? Where's the answer? Maybe it's a trick. Maybe it's April Fool. What was Robbie's first UK solo number one? It wasn't any of them. And then right at the end of the show, Pat Cash, Toothy Luggy, goes,
Right, okay. It's time to phone back the winner of our competition. We're going to call them up live now. Let's see if they answer. It's a great prize up for grabs. Don't forget that question we asked you earlier was, what was Robbie's first UK solo single release? No, it bloody wasn't, you liar! I was watching! You fibbers!
Right, that's it. Duty lock.
Hello, duty officer. Yes, I'd like to complain. Yes, I never got asked to present Top of the Pops. Chris Moyles. Yeah, hello? Hello? Hello, I've been cut off. I'll dial it again there. Hello, yes, I want to do Top of the Pops. There, rub it. Hello? Hello? Right, fine.
You didn't complain, did you?
Yeah, of course I didn't complain.
Maybe if you had white teeth, you could host a show.
I do have white... What do you mean by that? What colour are my teeth?
They're yellow.
They are not yellow. How dare you? I have white teeth. I don't have TV presenter white teeth that goes ding when you smile. I've got nice teeth. Ding like that.
Okay, that was great. Westlife, how do you do it? You really are amazing. Still to come on the all-new Top of the Pops.
From 4 o'clock today, this is going to be the all-new Chris Moyle show.
It's all new with me, Pat Cash. Check the teeth. Ding. Now suck your teeth.
Anyway, there you go. And and do you know why? Because Andy didn't give me the job. Andy Peters, he's the new boss. Just because... All right. Granted, I put my hands up. The one and only time I've worked with Andy before was on T4, and I was on screen for approximately 2.5 minutes, and because of that, they had so many complaints, he had to go on Right to Reply. Now, granted, he may have wanted someone who was a bit more professional.
You've grown up since then, though, I think.
I have, yeah. Now I can be on for about 5 or 6 minutes before we even get any complaints. Anyway...
Different to Emmerdale, isn't it?
What, Top of the Pops?
Yes, they didn't have Kylie or Blazing Squad on that, so...
Hugely different.
Yeah. Big ears, though, but no teeth.
Mm.
Anyway, watch it Friday, see what you think. Top of the Pops, BBC One. People always talk about
some kind of superstar.
Okay, so for your chance to win a pen, all you have to do is answer this question right here on All New Chris Moyles. How many members of the Beatles were there? That's how many members of the Beatles. Is it A1, B2, or C3? Call us now on 0000000001 for your chance to win a pen on All New Chris Moyles.
Nice.
See what I did there?
Parody at its best.
That's right. Of course, it's time to find out the winner. Don't forget, the question we asked you earlier was, if the Beatles only consisted of John and Paul and Ringo, how many members would have been in the Beatles? And, of course, the answer is three. So, well done, Dave. You win a pen on All New Chris Moyles.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Radio 1's 12 Days to Christmas. Coming soon.
One. This is National Radio 1.
If you had one shot, or one opportunity...